This, I mentioned at the start of the show, this has been an emotional roller coaster day for me because I happened to be listening to Kogo this morning about 8:45, and I heard LaDonna and Dave Mason announce that Wally Sherrod passed away. The way these things, you know, unfold, and you know, when you lose a family member, you don't always get bulletins, so it was news to me. I knew that he had been ill because Wally has been a friend of mine and a friend of this community and a friend of many for many years. It just hit me. In fact, I called the newsroom, and then I went on the air this morning, and I said, listen, I don't see this anywhere else in the news. This sounds to me to be one of Wally's gotchas, or let me just hope and pray that it is. And now, Wally was notorious for these things he called gotchas, kind of practical jokes when he'd play tricks on fellow astronauts, and he was a great punster. Okay, he was usually a great punster. If Wally was sitting here with me right now, I'd talk about how usually his puns were real groaners. But at age 84, he's the kind of guy who thought, hey, he's going to live to be 168. He's just coming into middle age. So I went on, and we're talking about this, and then the news started to come out. I happened to call Wally's wife, Jo, to whom he was married for over 60 years. They had their 60th wedding anniversary last year. And she explained what had happened, and I'm not going to go into family issues, but I last talked to Wally about a week and a half ago or so when he was getting over what he thought was the flu. It turned out it was not, and that led to some other circumstances that caused his passing, actually late yesterday. And somehow the news got out to a newswire where Kogo picked it up this morning, and I don't know, somebody leaked it from somewhere, but it certainly didn't come from the family and other places because they were trying to get an official NASA release, press release out on all of this, and before they could do that, it came out of the news anyway. But needless to say, it's been an emotional day for people who knew him. I got to know him through working in the media. I mean, one of the great things about this job and being in San Diego now for about 31 years is you meet a lot of people. And once in a while, the people you meet who are part of the show become friends. And first met Wally probably 20 years ago, but we really got together back in 1992 or 93 when I was doing the Emmy Award-winning Von's Night at the Movies, which was on what is now KSWB. Every week we did a goofy, we ran a, you know, kind of a B-movie, and it was all about the comedy stuff that we put together in the ins and out of the movie segments, and did that for a couple of years. And yes, we did win an Emmy for that, and it was a ratings grabber. But we were running some goofy space movie back in 92 or 93, whenever it was. And I thought, well, maybe Wally Sherrod will come and be on the show. You know, I met him a couple of times, don't know him well, whatever, and I just found his phone number and called him. He said, yeah, sure, I listened to you on the radio. I'll come down and do it when you want to do it. We were taping on Friday morning down at the old KTTY studios. That's Channel 69, with Cable 5, which is now KSWB. And he showed up, and we just clicked together well and shared affection for aviation and space and all of that. And for me, you know, that's the part of this job that's amazing because the little Midwestern kid in me comes out. I watched Wally and Walter Cronkite doing all the space shots. I mean, I followed about every space shot from when I was 5 years old, watching it all on television. But then, of course, when Walter Cronkite was the big play-by-play star doing all the space shots, when Wally was not flying on his own, he was there as the color guy, you know, and when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon, and Armstrong took those first steps back in July of 1969. Walter Cronkite and Wally Sherrod were actually the team that Americans watched most. And it was so funny because, speaking of that Von's Night at the Movies, I win this regional Emmy, you know, for this thing, and Wally's on the show, and he says, "Well, you know, Mark, I have an Emmy too." I said, "Well, yes, and yours is bigger." He says, "Yes, because mine's national, yours is regional." And so we laughed about that, and he says, "Oh, and I got mine from, because I did a TV show from space." Okay, it can't top that. Fine. But people forget he was the only man to fly Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo. And, you know, that in itself is a huge, huge deal. And people forget, too, that when he went up on Apollo 7, that was the first time since the deadly fire that took the lives of the Apollo 1 crew back in January 1967. So he was sitting there. I mean, he was the next up. It didn't go Apollo 2, 3, 4. There was all that, oh, my God, what do we do about this? How do we keep astronauts from being killed? He and his crew were the ones who took off on Apollo 7. And the previous Apollo experience had been when Gus Grissom and Ed White and Chafee died on the test pad in Apollo 1. So that's a brave pioneer. That's the right stuff, to use the title of Tom Wolfe's book. And now only John Glenn and Scott Carpenter, the original seven, are remaining. And it has just been a devastating loss. And people say, well, he had an amazing life, and he was 84, and he lived to the fullest. Yeah, I know that. And people always say that. But Wally and I had been involved in a lot of different things in a speaker's agency that I have in my private life. And we booked him into different events. I've seen him speak and seen him inspire kids. I've seen him inspire adults who were just grizzled and thought there was no inspiration left in them. And he got me involved in the San Diego Air and Space Museum years ago, and I'm on the board of directors today because Wally was my kind of aviation mentor, which all came about with, you know, a media connection years ago. And so I couldn't believe it when I heard the news today, and I know many San Diegans who've gotten to know Wally and his personality and his heart and his family, just all the whole story, are feeling a big void today. So we went back to the archives. We got a couple of things here. First, we have an interview we did the last interview we did here on the air back in September, talking about some space news and shuttle news and so forth. You get a little glimpse of what Wally is all about, and just one of the many types of interviews we would do. And then we had plenty of conversations off the air that were always just fascinating. So here's a little bit of our last interview we did with Wally Schirra on the air on Kogo. Speaking of legendary people joining us, the one, the only, Walter Schirra joins us. Wally Schirra, one of the original Mercury 7 astronauts, good friend of ours, and happy punster he. Hello, Wally. Good to have you back on Kogo.
Good afternoon. It's not a good logo, but I'll stay on Kogo.
Yes, thank you. See, I can tell you go to your room, but no, you're already there. So let me ask you about this. We just had a report here from Fox News a little bit ago about the shuttle, and they're trying to figure out what it is that's floating out there. And, you know, in terms of possible damage, they may have to check it out. They're not going to land tomorrow, but give us some perspective. There's a lot of stuff out there, right? I mean, even when you were up there flying, and as the only man to fly Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo, we've added to our space junk since then, but there's a lot of stuff. I mean, satellites and everything else up there, right?
Oh, they're looking at stuff the size of baseballs, tracking thousands of objects. The intriguing thing is here, though, that the object that apparently floated out of the cargo bay of the shuttle did not have a very high velocity. It's almost the same velocity as the shuttle itself. So the little bit of velocity it has is sort of like sticking your hand out the window and you feel the air, but it shouldn't cause any damage if it does even bump into it.
But if they find something, they have a way to fix certain things, probably most things up there, don't they? Have that type of lower velocity?
Oh, that they can move the shuttle away from it, essentially, just by changing its orbit slightly. I think the first thing we left out there, Ed White left an extra glove for our first American spacewalker.
That'll be floating around now forever. Oh, that glove will be out there just in space for eternity, right?
Well, most of it decays out of orbit when there's a low Earth orbit, such as the shuttle and the space station.
Oh, as it starts to lose the altitude. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's rather intriguing because the preview of the crew aboard the International Space Station included the Russian going to hit a golf ball. So I'm not sure how much you want to get worried about these little objects, but it has them all excited.
Which, if they told you, Wally Schirra, we want to fly you up to, go up and hang out with the Russians up there, would you do what that space tourist has done this week, that Iranian woman who spent, I guess, $20 million to go up there? I mean, would you go up and hang out with the Russians with their equipment and such concerns?
Oh, years ago, I saw Soyuz. It was 1991, the 30th anniversary of Yuri Gagarin's flight.
Yeah.
And I said, I never would get in that dumb thing. And now people are spending $20 million for a ride in it.
Well, it is. It's interesting. I mentioned this a little bit earlier this half hour, that it's interesting and also frustrating that it takes a little element of danger from time to time. In fact, there's always risk involved in these kinds of flights.
Sure.
But it reminds me of when we had the problems, and much more serious problems, on Apollo 13, and people said, oh, I guess I'll pay attention. I mean, that was only two moon landings, that was the plan anyway, for 13 after Apollo 11.
Yeah.
And people are already starting to get complacent. The same thing now, say, oh, the shuttle's up. But if they find out that there's a concern, something might be bumped on the side of it or what have you, then a lot of people go, oh, I better pay attention now. I mean, that's kind of strange, isn't it?
That's so frustrating for me because I went out with Walter Cronkite broadcasting Apollo 11 to get to the launch site where the press office was. We had to go by helicopter. There was so much traffic. On Apollo 12, I could have gone out on roller skates.
Are you excited about the return to the moon they're talking about now, even though the NASA folks kind of through the contractors a curve in terms of who's going to do that project? I mean, it may be 10 years, who knows how long, but is that, you've got the same level of excitement for you, Wally?
Well, when they talked about Apollo on steroids, I got excited.
Not that kind.
But it's going back to the same technique we had in the past, and that might be a practical way of going. The shuttle has really not justified having wings. The intent for the wings was to let it fly cross-range if it launched out of Vandenberg, then come back to Vandenberg again. But they've never even launched a shuttle from Vandenberg.
Hmm. So it's kind of, it's like pointless to go back to the old design. Of course, we couldn't find the old design exactly, so they've got to upgrade it and kind of go back to square one on some of this. We'll see how it all plays out. Hopefully things play out safely in the space shuttle. Wally, always good to talk to you, sir. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Wally Schirra. You can find him at wallyschirra.com. All the information, some great stuff in there, too. Some of the archives on his website and some of his gotchas. Practical jokes on some of the fellow members of the space community. One of the original seven astronauts, the Mercury 7, Wally Schirra, with us here. News Radio 600 KOGL, Mark Larson, live and local on Kogo. More coming up. One of our many interviews with Wally Schirra, Walter M. Wally Schirra Jr., Captain Schirra, only man to fly Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo, and just a true American patriot. I mean, they don't make him like that anymore. As you could hear, just up. I mean, there it was. That was last, what was it, Brian? September, right? Is that when that came up? And just one of the many times we had him here on the show, and certainly many times we'd be talking off the air as well about a lot of that kind of thing. I forgot how that particular interview was about when the space shuttle was up and they delayed the landing by a couple of days. But just how sharp he was about so many things. You know, the next trip to the moon. I mean, he was always reading. People, he'd go out and do a speech at an event, and he would do an hour. And he'd do about a half hour, and people would be asking him about teamwork, and he'd talk about, you know, when John F. Kennedy came out and said, we're going to go take a man to the moon and bring him back safely before the end of the 1960s, and everybody went, whoa, we got to get working. So he knew about teamwork. He knew about, he certainly had the bravery being a test pilot. It's a good time to go back and watch the movie The Right Stuff, by the way. Just kind of, you know, not everything is real accurate in that, but it's pretty darn good in terms of reminding you what these valiant Mercury astronauts, the original seven, did, and just how bold it was. Next year would have been the 40th year anniversary of Wally Schirra's last flight in space. I mean, that's how far, and that's the frustration. He and I talked about that on and off the air, that the space shuttle has been fine, but it trying to recapture the next generation or in generations beyond, recapture that space race, the kind of thing that, frankly, they've got in China right now. Because they have a space program going there, and they're, you know what they're doing? They have like 600,000 students who are becoming engineers and scientists. They're inspired by it, as many baby boomers were, in fact, in the 50s and 60s. Now, Brian Stevens, our hardworking director, put together some other highlights here off of Wally Schirra's website. Just some other comments here as a little special tribute. It runs about a minute and a half or so. And again, we salute him. Wally Schirra is passing today, age 84. Actually, technically yesterday, but announced today here on AM 600 Kogo.
I was in the Mediterranean on a carrier here in San Diego, Midway. And Midway and Phil C., another carrier, were deployed in the Mediterranean together.
No doubt in mind that the Gemini or Gemini, either one's correct, paved the way to go to the moon and back. I say in back, everybody leaves that in back part off. We had a guidance control system that would bring us through reentry so that we could manage to come through reentry from the moon.
A sense of anticipation. Not of fear, not of apprehension, but sort of at last. And that if you don't get the flight off, someone else in line will steal it from you. So you're very anxious to get going.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars.
Yeah, I never went to the moon, but we wouldn't have been to the moon if it wasn't for what he did. His last flight in space, teaming him with Don Isley, Walter Cunningham for the first manned mission of the Apollo spacecraft. They did 11 days on Apollo 7. That's when they had they all caught colds. Remember, he used to do those Actifed commercials about fixing all of his runny nose and stuff he had? But that 11 days on board Apollo 7 qualified the redesigned Apollo for future flights to the moon after the fire on Apollo 1. You can read more about it. That's a lot of the account out of collectspace.com, and we'll have the Wally Schirra website linked on our website as well. Just go to kogo.com, keyword Larson. He will be missed. The only thing that got me through today, other than the whole faith component in this was just thinking, every time I'd feel sad about losing not only a great American, but a good friend, was just thinking about some of those bad puns and thinking about just some of those funny moments. And he's going to be missed. Wally Schirra.